Well, today we have the passage from Luke chapter 13, and it is two parables about the kingdom of God. Now, when the Lord speaks about the kingdom of God, there's one of three possibilities. He could be talking about the kingdom of God in heaven, which is the beatific vision, something for which we yearn for and long to be with God one day. Sometimes the kingdom of God is referring to heaven. Then sometimes the kingdom of God is referring to sanctifying grace in the soul, where Jesus says the kingdom of God is within you. He's referring to the gift of supernatural grace, sanctifying grace in the soul that we're given in baptism. But the third way in which he refers to the kingdom of God is regarding the church, which is the kingdom of God on earth. And that's what these two parables have to do with. Jesus says, what is the kingdom of God like? What shall I compare it, he says. It is like a mustard seed that a man took and planted in the garden. Now, a mustard seed is the smallest of all the seeds, the Lord says. In fact, it's so tiny it looks like a speck of black sand. I've actually held mustard seed in my hand. It takes 20,000 mustard seeds to get 1 ounce. Isn't that amazing? That's how tiny the mustard seed is. 20,000 for 1 ounce. But when it's planted, within a few weeks it grows to 10 to 12 feet. So it's one of the fastest growing bushes around. Now, the Lord says the kingdom of God is like that mustard seed. It will be very small, but it will grow rapidly. Again, he's referring to the church. The church began with just 12 apostles. The Lord and 12 apostles, that was the Catholic Church. And it began very tiny, very small. But pretty soon it sprouted very quickly to 3,000 at Pentecost, and then to 3 million, and then to 300 million. And today we have 1.2 billion Catholics throughout the world. 1.2 billion Catholics. And all the birds of the air come to nest within the branches of Holy Mother Church. That's what these birds represent. All the souls that would be living within the church for the centuries to come. Well, then the second parable, Jesus says the kingdom of God, the church, is like yeast. Now, I'm not a baker, but I'm sure some of you bake bread and things. And yeast is indispensable, isn't it? What if you had the dough and forgot to put the yeast in? What would happen? It would remain flat. Well, the dough represents the world, Jesus says. The yeast represents the church. Christianity, us. We're supposed to be the yeast, the leaven within the community, the local community of Leesburg, within the state, within the country. Vatican II said that the church is the leaven within the world. Now, without leaven, the world will be flat. The world needs the church to enhance it, to strengthen it, to sanctify it, to convert it. And that's our job. You know, Vatican II again reminded us that every person is called to be an apostle, right? Whether you're a teacher, a doctor, a lawyer, a professor, a mom, a dad, a priest, all of us are called to be evangelizers, apostles within the world. So these two parables of the kingdom teach us, I think, important truths. One, the church will begin very tiny, just 12 apostles, but it'll grow to be the largest of trees. 1.2 billion Catholics, and people from all over the world are part of it. And then, lastly, the kingdom of God is like that yeast, and that's what you and I are supposed to be, to sanctify the world, to improve the world, to save the world, to bring the world to Christ.